Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on January 21st, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story tonight, we go to Portland, Oregon, where multiple groups of protesters gathered on January 20th, Inauguration Day for President Joe Biden. Many of these groups were peaceful, however, one group was decidedly not peaceful. Around 3 p.m., a group of about 150 people gathered at the building for the Democratic Party of Oregon and began smashing windows, spray painting the building, as well as throwing eggs and rocks, among other things. The group then moved on to the local ICE facility, where they were met by federal officers. The crowd was dispersed using crowd control munitions, which are presumably pepper balls, also known as rubber bullets, and tear gas. Multiple rioters were arrested at the scene. The rioters were found to be carrying a variety of weapons, from pepper ball guns to tasers to shields and even rocks. It is tragic to continue seeing violent demonstrations in a nation that has freedom of speech and the right to peaceable assembly protected by our Constitution. In contrast to many stories from earlier this year, these rioters cannot be defended, as this was not a peaceful protest made violent by a police response, but rather a violent mob that was dispelled by a police response, a critical difference that is worth mentioning. In lighter news, our second story takes us to Gaithersburg, Maryland, where 8-year-old Kavanaugh Bell has successfully started a food bank to serve not only his hometown, but also many across the country, as they have rapidly grown. On their GoFundMe page, Bell wrote, quote, "After I was bullied and I felt a darkness inside of me, I knew I didn't want other kids to feel the same way I felt. So I asked my mom if she could help me spread love and positivity, and the more I gave back to my community, the more I wanted to keep doing it." End quote. Bell's leadership and giving attitude is an inspiration to many across the country, that no matter how old you are or how little you have, you can always find a way to make a difference. You can find links to all of the information referenced, as well as Bell's GoFundMe page, in the description below. While you're down there, consider leaving a like on the video if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you would like to see more content like this in the future. Thank you for joining me. This has been your daily dose of reality, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.